Hello and welcome to the UPHCA Pipeline Podcast. I'm your host today, Alan, and we're lucky to have Logan Heavyrunner with us from Milwaukee. So Logan, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's been fun being here.
Cool. Yeah, we're down here at lovely St. George for our annual spring conference, 20th year anniversary of the UPHCA. You know, we have over 250 students. Our membership is growing. We just launched an HVAC program. And, you know, one thing I've always been impressed about at almost every function that I've been at, Milwaukee has shown up with their banners, their signs, their tents, and just had a really awesome presence. So thanks so much for that.
Yeah, we love being here. I mean, honestly, like as an organization, I mean, our biggest goal is to really show up and be a resource for, you know, the plumbers in the market and really show that we're here to support people from that local level up, right? I mean, obviously, we're a bigger corporation, but we're also here for the little guy. We want to make sure that everyone has a voice and that, you know, they know that Milwaukee's got their back at the end of the day, whether it's, you know, trying to figure out what solutions we have from a safety perspective or just an efficiency perspective. We want to make sure that they know that we've got their back.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, yeah, I know during the intro, I have then my notes, Milwaukee Tool Job Site Solutions. So, yeah, what do you bring to the table to your average contractor?
Yeah, absolutely. So we kind of do things a little bit differently, right? So, you know, a lot of people think sales rep, gonna show up, they're gonna sell me tools and things. Mm-hmm. Well, at Milwaukee, we don't really have that approach to how we function with our businesses. Mm-hmm. So like for me specifically, I'm not directly sales. I don't sell anything direct. Everything's through our distribution partners. My whole job is to be an ambassador, a liaison between your organization and our corporation, Milwaukee Tool. Whether it's having questions about warranties or questions about specific solutions, you know, testing a product to make sure it works for the job you're on, showing you solutions you might not be aware of to see if we can get better efficiency on your job site or better safety on your job site. The whole goal is to make sure that you're comfortable knowing that that solution you're being provided with is going to solve the problem you have. And so it extends past that too. So for me, it's not just being your resource. I open up a whole door of resources when your organization works with me on my job and my job site solutions team. So direct line to my engineering team, direct line to product research, direct line to safety specialists, direct line to our market managers that are going to be designed and helping find efficiencies for your job site, even outside of Milwaukee Solutions. So the biggest thing is Milwaukee's here as a true partner for all of our organizations that surround us. And we really try to bring it to that local level first. So for me personally, like I'm based out of Salt Lake. I run the entire state of Utah for mechanical trade specifically. We're all verticalized. So making sure that our plumbers and, you know, anyone that's pipe fitting, anyone that's going to be in maybe even that sheet metal space, those are going to be the accounts that I call on specifically and help find solutions and build, you know, options for.
Cool. Yeah, I got a little personal story of how Logan helped me with his job site solution. So I know I got hired on this past year. We were doing some function. I think it was like a trap shoot, shotgun shooting event. And so I'm in charge of outreach. That's one of the things I do as an education director. So I'm going to high schools, junior highs, colleges, trying to reach out to, you know, just promote the trades and talk to students about what's it like to be a plumber. And he's the one that brought it to me saying, hey, would you like a, what do you call it?
The pack out. Yeah.
And so it's like it's kind of like a dolly cart where I could put all my stuff. So I used to carry around a tub and a dolly and throw everything in the tub. Anyway, he got this pack out for me and I'm able to put my magnets and buttons and stickers and brochures in there. And I go from school to school to school. And it's kind of cool when I unload my tool chest. The students are very interested. But that's a perfect example of he solved a solution to a problem that I had that I didn't even really know I had just by being observant and helpful. So that's awesome.
It's kind of the fun thing, too, especially where you're working with high school kids. I'm sure, you know, Milwaukee, we're definitely like not the new kid on the block. You know, we've been around for, you know, over 100 years at this point.
Yeah.
But sometimes it kind of feels like we're the new kid on the block, right? We're the cool, flashy, red, hip company.
Yeah.
And so like, You'll show up at these high schools, you show up at these trade schools, like obviously working with the UPHCA, you know, you kind of walk in with Milwaukee and it's kind of like you're almost a local celebrity where people are like, oh my gosh, like Milwaukee Tool, you know?
It's funny because like it's weird, these name brands and the blue collar space are becoming kind of cool. Like I know when I, sometimes I'll see kids wearing like the Dickie pants.
Yep.
Now it's the Carhartts. Now if you have a Carhartt on, you're cool. And I walked into a school the other day with like a, you know, a Milwaukee hat on, and they're like, whoa, where'd you get that hat?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got it at a trade show.
Yeah.
And they're like, I want one. I'm like, yeah. I don't know where you would even get one.
Yeah. It's pretty funny to see how those, the blue collar brands, you know, these pro grade tools that we make, yeah. you know, and like Milwaukee Tool, the organization I work for, obviously it's fun to see like, oh, they're the hip brand, yeah. you know, they're the cool brand, you know, and it's it's true. It's funny to see too on the job sites, you'll see, you know, the younger generation, you know, you walk up and it's like, oh my God, Milwaukee's here. Like
yeah.
you got hats, you got shirts, like, yeah. you know, I use only your tools. You should see my garage, you know, so it's just fun to get that experience. I'm sure you're getting into the schools too.
It is, yeah. it is. It's like the John Deere shirts are cool now. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of nice. So yeah, Milwaukee's been great. You know, we're a nonprofit organization and school, and so we really rely on, you know, benefits and sponsors, and you know, we joke around a little bit. We're not nonprofit because we don't make any money. Sometimes it feels that way, but just having people from the industry, companies show up and support us. I mean, here we are trying to build a new HVAC lab, and we've had so many suppliers come forward and say, hey, you know, can we help? Get your space set up, whether it's a lab or a whatever we're working on, and it's been so helpful for our tools. And you know, I think our students see it. You know, they're trying to set up their shop. There's this young 20-year-old kid, 20, 21 years old, and he's got to go buy his tools. And which tools is he going to buy? And that's one thing that I've been so impressed with Milwaukee. Like, I know the typical school tools, like a screw gun, maybe a grinder. But when I come to these conventions and I see like a 20-foot table laid out with all these tools I didn't even know exist, that's where I think Logan and the Job Site Solutions could really be helpful, because he knows his lineup and his product that I don't know. They have tools that exist that I don't even know about. I mean, what are some of the cooler tools that you're seeing plumbers, maybe the high-end plumbers or mechanical guys use?
Yeah, you know, I think a big chunk of Milwaukee is like, we are the innovator, right? Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's, I think if you look at the market currently, you'll see that. You can step on any job site and you'll see Milwaukee there. And so many organizations are really committed to making that switch over to us just because we are coming out with new to world technologies and solutions that no one else can compete with. Right. Yeah. And it's that's in our blood. It's yeah. not something that's new to us. I mean, if you look back in time to Milwaukee's journey, when we started in 1924, it was based on us creating what we called the hole shooter, which was a drill, right, that we invented for manufacturing lines. And extending from there, you know, getting into the bandsaw, the Sawzall, and then yeah. just continuing to press forward. You know, in the early 2000s, we launched our lithium line, which is really, you know, everyone said we were crazy for doing that.
Yeah.
And now it's like game changing for the solutions we're coming out with. So like one of the biggest ones that I've been most excited about that's been fun to see has been we launched a new tool called, we call it the Roll Groover or the Ringer Roll Groover. We make two different variants of it, but it's an auto groover that grooves pipe, black pipe, stainless or galvanized, and we'll make that grooving solution a lot easier for you. So, you know, a big pain point we saw in the field in the market that's kind of funny is you'll see these guys talk about how like, oh, we had to get like our veteran guy off of this really important task because we needed him to go groove a pipe, and you know, we were worried that maybe our apprentice or maybe one of the less featured guys would have an issue with it, you know, or create an issue and we'd have to redo it again. So, yeah. you know, it took some time, took some man hours. Now we have a solution there that provides, you know, efficiency, safety, and, you know, complete trust in the process.
Yeah.
And so now they're not running into that issue. And so you're seeing a lot of companies jump on the bandwagon with it. And, you know, it's just really cool to see those technologies come to the real market, to the real world, you know, and be implemented on these
yeah,
job sites.
That's awesome. No, I've seen, you know, I started in construction in the corded space with extension cords and saw the, you know, the cordless come on board. And now it's just like, I mean, there's cameras and there's, I was looking at pump systems where you have, you know, you're able to pump out water with a battery. It's like a mind blowing.
Yeah.
And even the small stuff like Milwaukee markers that I use for marking my lumber.
Our Ingsoll, yeah.
They're awesome. Or the safety glasses or the gloves. I can go on and on. I've seen it going in the large tool space and in the small, simple PPE space as well. So how could one of our contractors get a hold of you if they wanted you to kind of look at their solutions, situations, job site solutions?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, from a consultative perspective, you know, like I said, I'm local here in the market. Best way to get a hold of me is you can contact me, you know, via phone number or email. So my email is logan.heavyrunner@milwaukeetool.com. Or if you're more comfortable with a phone number, or texting or call, my phone number is 801-631-8081. Sorry, it's my business line. No, so I was trying to remember, make sure I had it right.
I get it. It's funny how, like, I don't know my own children's phone numbers. I just type. Push on their name.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, what if I had to get a hold of them? And
I don't even remember my own birthday at this point. So, yeah. You know, numbers are hard.
Well, like I said, I've seen from my own personal experience the job site solutions. Logan wants to help. He brings a lot of experience and knowledge to the table. Milwaukee's, you know, they've been around for 100 years and they're still growing. That tells you something about them as a company. They listen to the consumer. They listen to the market. They want to help you do your job better and be more quick and efficient. And so, like I said, my hat's off to them as far as supporting us as an association. Maybe we'll just end on that note. I go around and I talk with lots of other contractors who are not members of the UPHCA, and sometimes they'll say, why should I be a member of your association? Or what value does it bring to the table? You've been to a few of our functions. You've met with our members. What would you say to somebody that says, you know, why? What's the value of being a member of this association?
Absolutely. You know, I think in every industry, the biggest thing that it comes down to is relationships, right? Mm-hmm. And I think by being a part of an organization like the UPHCA, it truly opens up doors to, you know, understanding the parameters of the local demographic for the state of Utah, right? So not only do you get access to more information by being a part of this association, whether that's what's going on in the building world, new construction, what's happening in residential space, legislative processes, but also you're getting access to a whole apparatus of relationships, different individuals who are interested in bettering the community as a whole. And, you know, it opens that door where you get to actually build those meaningful relationships and drive home a new relationship or even further develop a relationship maybe you already had. So if I had to tell someone why you should join the organization, I think the biggest thing comes down to it's going to help you and your business and your brand, and it's going to help you, the community as a whole, by you being involved in it.
That's a good point. You know, I was talking to my brother-in-law who's getting close to retiring. He's in his low 40s. He's done very well. And he was talking about his college experience, like why go to college or the university. And it was interesting because he says, you know what? The best thing I got out of my university experience was the people I met and the relationships that I made. And I've been able to maintain those relationships. And many of the business deals that I've been able to do came from that whole thing. And so here you have, for a much smaller fraction of the cost, to get together, network, relationship, build, share ideas, grow your business. And what a great idea. So again, thanks so much for being with us today, Logan. Again, this is with Milwaukee Job Site Solutions, Milwaukee Tool Job Site Solutions.
Cool. Thanks for having me.
Yep. The UPHC Pipeline Podcast. The UPHC Pipeline Podcast. We'll be right back.